Task 1. You do not know much about the project that you have to do, so you are now asking Michael about it. Listen to the conversation and fill in the note sheet below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hey, Gigi.
Oh, hi, Michael. I'm glad to have bumped into you. I've got a few questions about the social issue project.
What about it?
I really have no idea how to begin. I need your help.
No problem, since we're in the same group.
Oh, that's great. Let me just get the note sheet where I wrote some questions and a pen. Okay.
Actually, do you know what we have to do?
We have to research a social issue and then write something about it.
You are partly right. First, you have to identify a social issue that you want to investigate and turn it into a question.
Turn it into a question?
Yes, like, why are there homeless people in Hong Kong? Or, what are the causes of teen drug abuse?
Hang on, just let me write that down. First, I have to identify a social issue. Then I have to turn it into a question. Some examples are, why are there homeless people in Hong Kong? Or, what are the causes of teen drug abuse?
Right. The next step is to research the social issue. You'll need to research the social issue, for example, on the internet or in newspapers.
So, research the social issue.
Then, you'll have to collect information by conducting interviews or surveys. I'll tell you more about that later on.
Okay.
The last bit is to produce a report. But first, let me tell you how to define a social issue.
Okay.
A social issue is an issue that affects many people in a society directly or indirectly.
Just let me write that down. A social issue is an issue that affects many people in a society directly or indirectly. That sounds pretty abstract. Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Take unemployment as an example. Unemployment is a social issue because it affects many people directly. When the unemployment rate is high, people will find it hard to get jobs.
True.
Unemployment also affects people indirectly. When people are unemployed, they may lose their self-respect. This is especially true if a person has been unemployed for a long period of time.
So, losing one's self-respect.
If the unemployment rate is high, there will be more street crime.
I can imagine that.
So, which social issue would you like our project to focus on?
I suppose the wealth gap. There is a big gap between the wealthy and the poor. I think the wealth gap is a serious social issue in Hong Kong. The problem has a negative effect on our social harmony.
To me, the most serious social issue in Hong Kong is teen drug abuse.
Teen drug abuse?
Yeah, teen drug abuse. Children, as young as 12 years old, abuse drugs these days.
Michael, just now you mentioned that we have to research a social issue and obtain information. How do we do that?
There are several ways to research a social issue. Each method has its own pros and cons. For a start, We can search for information about a social issue on the internet.
That's an obvious place to start.
We can also obtain information by doing surveys and interviews.
So, through surveys and interviews.
Or we can find information in magazines and newspapers. Anyway, we can discuss which method to use later.
And how much time do we have to complete this social issue project? I mean, when is it due?
If I'm not mistaken, it's due on the 6th of March.
Today is the 5th of January, which means that we have approximately 2 months to finish this project.
Yes, this is a big project.
You're right. I guess we'll have to put some effort into it.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.